You know, when you're gone, what do you want to leave in this world? You know, what is it that you say you have done? So it for me, it encourages me every day. It's also a song of hope. It reminds you every day to say, okay, if you leave now, what would you have done around gender equality?
This is a podcast called Walk, Talk, Listen. An attempt to connect people and make this world a bit better by sharing opinions and experiences based on the belief that everyone's perspective is true, albeit partial. My name is Maurice Bloem, and I would like to welcome you to yet another episode of Good day, everybody. This is another episode of the podcast Walk, Talk, Listen. And, you know, we're still at the CSW 68. And this will be actually the last special episode around, you know, the CSW 68. I'm delighted with this last guest who will introduce herself. Sanelle, please go ahead.
Good day, everyone. My name is Sanelle Makombe. I'm a Zimbabwean national based in South Africa and working in South Africa. I am with ACT Ubumbano. ACT Ubumbano is a brainchild of ACT Alliance partners. We are Church of Sweden, Bread for the World, and Christian Aid. So we are action by churches together in solidarity. Thank you.
Great. And although, you know, we are talking with each other through Zoom today, you were a participant at CSW 68 last week. Unfortunately, we're not able to talk in person at that time. But Sanelle, can you maybe explain, you know, why did you go there to CSW 68? And, you know, what were you able to accomplish, what you had hoped to accomplish during those days that you were participating?
CSW has been one of those highlights where we come in as community people or as local people to come and actually advocate at that higher level. So I work largely with community organizations. So this time and this year has been particularly special because I was able to bring in community members, community women, to actually add their voice in the advocacy processes and also to share their experiences within their localities. So for me, just having these community women there and me being able to actually sit in spaces, moderate spaces, where we're actually showcasing our work, celebrating who we are as women, and also looking ahead in terms of what we can do. So absolutely, I think I've achieved what I needed to achieve at CSW. Yeah.
Right. And actually, what drives you in your efforts towards gender equality? And can you maybe share a project or an initiative that you are particularly passionate about?
As ACT Ubumbano, what we do a lot is around convening spaces. Spaces which allow people, both faith organizations and secular organizations, to engage on different issues as we try to change mindsets, as we try to change norms, beliefs, and all values. So in these spaces, we have conversations on anything, on any just social justice issue. So in these spaces, we also engage with intergenerational leaders. So for me, one of the biggest highlights was the intergenerational conversations between faith leaders and young people, which enabled people to see each other's views and also to see each other in these processes. So for me, that was key because then issues of gender are brought into the church in terms of representation and leadership and what it means. And so these are really spaces that I find quite fulfilling, which allow people to actually engage freely in a safe space, which allows people to express themselves freely as well with respect and acknowledging each other. Yeah.
Okay. And if we bring that back to, you know, in the space where you work, Are you hopeful or are you worried in relation to, you know, the role that the youth is playing within, you know, towards working towards more gender equality?
You know, Maurice, it's actually two-sided. Hey, mm-hmm. First, the young people have got so much energy and they are ready to really change the world. So they're always looking for information. They're always looking for sources or of information as well to guide how they change the world. So around gender equality, what concerns me is around the toxic nature of online spaces, which attacks children, and it eats away some of the gains that we've made around gender equality. Because if one popular person speaks and says a particular thing, then the young people are really taken on and we lose them. So for me, it's the energy of young people that we need to harness, which can easily be used properly. But also it's the same energy that we need to start seeing as people are talking of social justice, of equality. How do we also become present in these spaces so that young people start seeing these positive messages around what equality looks like, what it means, what masculinity, positive masculinity looks like, what toxic masculinity looks like, and how do we counter all of this backlash or pushback that we're facing? Because we are not saying women should be superior to men. We're just saying, let's access resources equally. Let's access platforms equally. Let's actually have people representation in decision-making processes. Yeah.
Mm. And so how do you then go about this in terms of, you know, that the younger generation is exposed, but you say, you know, on the, through the internet as well, with toxic messages. So how do you, in the work that you do, try to raise those issues with the younger generation that you deal with? Because it's something that's out there, right? So how do you show the positive side of having access to more information? And yeah, can you explain that?
Thank you, Maurice. One of the things is having podcasts like with you, where we know they're going to be online and we're able to share. And yeah, Actually, I'm hoping you'll be able to share some resources and linkages. But what we do as well is to start from within. How do we may not reach everyone, but how do we have conversations on some of these online issues that are coming up with young people within their communities? And we also support work through small grants for community members around discussions on positive masculinity, on men engaging, on courageous conversations, and also on university conversations with different communities. And in those spaces, we are hoping that we're able to also start generating online material. Because in most cases, you'll find that in our efforts to counter, we're always offline. How do we also start seeing the online space as a space where we can actually communicate? Because this is where they are seeing it. How do we use it as the new playground for young people? How do we use it to actually communicate positive messages? Yeah. Mm.
Okay, great, interesting. And you know, we will make sure that listeners, you know, when they go to the podcast notes, they can click and go to the website also that your organization has there, and to, you know, find out more about what you do and maybe some materials. Sanelle, you know, this year focus of the CSW 68, you know, the theme was to emphasize accelerating gender equality by addressing poverty and enhancing financing with a gender perspective. Can you maybe share one key action or investment you believe is critical for making significant progress in your area of focus?
That was really an interesting theme for me, and I found myself sitting largely in feminist conversations. In policies, how we look at society with a feminist lens. So for me, that was quite key. I believe we need to invest in women-led businesses, because it's not only the businesses, it's the full circle, from them accessing resources to start businesses, for them accessing markets as well, because it's still closed, and also them accessing information and knowledge. Because we know, they keep saying the mantra that if you educate a woman, you're educating a community. But let's try to make sure that women's work is supported. At what level is it supported? Mm-hmm. Women will be supported in my context, maybe for vendors. They'll be able, for people who are selling in the streets, and they are supported. But can we also support women for bigger projects where they are otherwise said that this is a male-dominated field, therefore women cannot get there? Can we also support them for those spaces? And in most cases, in my context, you find women might not have access to assets. So it means they may not have collateral in banks. They may not have, anything to get loans. How do we work around that? How do we make sure that we've got financing strategies for women?
Mm-hmm.
How do we rework it so that it meets women's needs? Yeah.
Okay. Another theme or thread in the discussions during this year's CSW was the fact that 2024 globally seems to be a very important year in terms of elections. More than 60 countries have their elections in this year, including the country where I live and work at the moment, the US. Is it an important election year in your country as well? I mean, you're working at the moment in South Africa, right? And why do you think, that is put as more neutral. Do you think, being part of the electoral process is important for gender equality?
Absolutely. I believe, it's important that people are part of the electoral processes for gender equality. For starters, in South Africa where I live, I'm hosted at my current country, it's an election season this year, and the election is on the 29th of May. So you will find that at this stage, we are looking at women representatives. Are they women who are actually putting their hands up to be voted for? So I'm also talking about the region, because we are also trying to see, can we have more women in leadership and decision-making processes? And in most of our countries, you find women who lead the women's gender desk or the women's ministry. Can't women also lead in the finance department, where we become the ministers of finance? Can we also lead in critical positions where we can make decisions with the monies that we put forward? And why can't we also be presidents, have female presidents in our own African countries? So this is where the movement is moving, to say, let's have women leaders. And we've been doing a lot of work with young people as well, because of voter apathy, where we're saying, can you also be part of conversations and also go into the polls? It's important for young people to start to know that they can make a decision. When they keep saying, no, it's not us, the future is different. Their future starts now. Because this is the foundation and these are the building blocks of their future. How do we get more young people into this space, and how do they take part in the processes? In the previous year, when Zimbabwe was having an election, we were able to take a few organizations from South Africa, Eswatini, to Zimbabwe. So for what we called an election exchange visit, to get to know what are the preparation processes. And we did a similar thing when the Zimbabweans came to South Africa, and also when we went to Eswatini. So it's really about making sure, because now people are going national, they are not global. So it's also closing off in terms of what's happening in the region, and people not knowing, how can we stand in solidarity with our neighbors so that we can support each other?
I really appreciate what you're saying here. What I hope, this podcast is contributing to is, connecting people. I connect you with the listeners, And then, you know, everybody keeps is exposed to different perspectives, and you might not agree with the person you're listening to, but when you start to listen, there might be something where you do agree with, and that can be the start of a conversation and a dialogue. And I think that's more important than ever. I try to also connect you with my previous guest. So I asked my previous guest to have a question for the next guest. And the question is,
where do you find the hope to keep going, you know, and how do you actually think we can better support each other to keep that hope for building the movement and for achieving gender justice?
Absolutely beautiful question, hey, from my previous person, presenter. Just to say, you know, where I get the hope, it's sometimes it's always doom and gloom, but you've got moments where there are moments where it makes you happy. And you see that this one has made me able to go on. And the very fact that I've got children in my life who are also emulating me, who are seeing me, it makes me dig deeper to say the future should be better for them than it is for me. Because we cannot go backwards, but we can improve on what's there to move ahead. But also connecting ourselves in terms of our stories, in terms of seeing each other's humanity, in terms of actually acknowledging that we may be different, but we do have something that connects us and links us. That, for me, is a critical process. And also, we can then stand in solidarity. I may not, if your humanity is being, if you are being dehumanized, I can stand in solidarity with you because it is not right. It is not okay. So we may not stay in the same geographical location, but we can connect in different ways that brings us together. Yeah.
Thank you. You know, I then the next question that I have is your question for the next guest. But I told you this is the last episode around CSW 68. So who knows? Maybe we'll do this next year again. So let us. What I'm going to ask you is to ask a question to the listener.
Yes, you're asking me a question for the listener, but I wanted to share my song, my personal favorite song. Can I do that before I ask
the question? Oh, yes, of course. Yes, yes, yes.
I have a favorite song to share. My favorite song, was it the last question?
No, because I still have a couple of rapid fire questions for you. So, Sanelle, you're referring to, and the listener, most of the listeners know that I always ask a question about music as well. And in this case, a piece of music or a song that inspires you or reflects your journey in gender equality. So you're jumping up and down to tell us, right? So go ahead.
No, I thought it was the last question. Sorry. My favorite song is Beyonce. You know, I was here. You know, when she takes a reflection to say, you know, when you're gone, what do you want to leave in this world? You know, what is it that you say you have done? So it for me, it encourages me every day. It's also a song of hope. It reminds you every day to say, okay, if you leave now, what would you have done around gender equality, you know? So we're looking at these things and saying, what have you done? And if you are here, how are you going to be remembered? So I was here.
Okay, that's a great song choice and a great question to the listener as well. So awesome. I already mentioned this. I have a couple of rapid fire questions. I mean, from my side, I'm cheating a bit in terms of, you know, I'm talking for a shorter period with my guests, but I still want to ask a lot of questions. So in the rapid fire question, you know, I'm asking you to really come up with short answer. If I ask you for one word, if I ask you to choose between yes and no, you say yes and no. At the end, you have the opportunity to get back to one of the questions to give more context, maybe, or more explanation. Okay, are you ready?
Yes.
Okay, there we go. In one word, what do you think is the biggest barrier to gender equality globally?
Silence.
Yes or no question. Can technology significantly accelerate gender equality?
Yes.
Who is one person that has significantly influenced your approach to gender equality?
My mother.
What's one book you recommend everyone reads to understand gender equality better?
Half the Sky.
In three words, how do you envision the future of gender equality?
In three words, equality, justice, and liberation.
If you could change one thing about the world today to advance gender equality, what would it be?
I would eliminate gender-based violence.
What message would you send to your future self, let's say 5 years from now, regarding your work in gender equality?
Keep calm and have faith. Stay resilient and keep pushing for progress, no matter the challenges.
So any question you would like to get back to?
Around the question for my next viewer, for my next speaker, I think it's always something I'm grappling with. Mm-hmm. What do you think is the most effective way to engage men and boys in the fight for gender equality?
Yeah. Okay. Right. Then before I, thank you for your willingness to talk with me and share your wisdom and experience. Is there any question that I did not ask you, but I should have asked you?
You've asked me everything. I could give another song.
Yeah, you want to share another song? Yeah, why not? It's Friday, so
it's also by one of the ladies I love. Mm-hmm. It's an old song, I want Raw by Katy Perry, which mm-hmm. is also another beautiful song for me. Mm. And the meaning that it has around what we have and what we have within, how we can take it out and make sure that we are ahead as women, as girls, as men and boys and everybody else. Yeah.
What's the title of the Katy Perry song?
Raw.
Oh, okay.
Raw. Mm-hmm. R-O-A-R. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Great. Yes, Anela, thank you so much for everything you do, for who you are, and all the best.
Thank you very much, Maurice. Thank you for the time.
Thank you for listening to Walk, Talk, Listen. Please check us out on 100mile.org or follow us on Facebook or Instagram.